Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. Emmanuel Macron's objective is to double the police presence within 10 years. The head of state announced this earlier today at the Beauvau de la Sécurité. He also announced that filing a complaint online will be drastically simplified from 2023. Emmanuel Macron also announces more training for the police force, with 4 additional months of training for peacekeepers and 50% more training time for police officers and gendarmes. They continue to say no to the obligation to get vaccinated. Today is a national day of mobilization of caregivers at the call of their unions. This obligation will come into force tomorrow in their profession. Those who will not be vaccinated risk being suspended without pay. Unions are worried about the consequences on services as many caregivers threaten to leave their positions. Meanwhile, the vaccination campaign is evolving. From next Monday, doctors, pharmacists, midwives, and nurses will be able to order doses of Pfizer and no longer just Moderna and Janssen. Deliveries will take place beginning October 1st. The Ministry of Health hopes to relaunch the vaccination campaign, which has been slowing down for several weeks. Will Cédric Jubilard get out of prison? The Toulouse Court of Appeal will make a decision today. The suspect has been in prison for almost 3 months, accused of the murder of his wife Delphine. The nurse has disappeared since December. Searches around the couple's home in Cagnac-les-Mines in the Tarn were not fruitful. And then Météo France places the Gard under red weather alert for rain, floods, and thunderstorms. In the department, nearly 2 months of rain fell in 6 hours. Railway traffic is disrupted. 6 other southern departments are under orange alert: the Lot, Tarn-et-Garonne, Haute-Garonne, Aveyron, Tarn, and Hérault. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.